You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I look at it as entire units trying to come together. The National Football League is delivered to us as like individual entrepreneurs, and people have names and people talk about individuals, but realistically, what wins and loses are collective bodies of people moving in unison. So I'm trying to see guys overlap technique, play to responsibilities, and do their jobs, and having 10 guys execute their jobs so one guy can make a play. So I'm really looking at how the unit is, you know, how the coverage is, you know, the eye discipline of the coverage players, from the linebackers through to the secondary to, you know, the way the runners track is tied to the tight end's get off. And to me, the way I've expressed it to the team is, you know, just all the semantics of different schemes and different players. And, you know, it's noise to us that we are working on our game and we're concerned about one team, and that's the Miami Dolphins and how we play football together again in any environment against any team.
Well, I can tell you this, man, everybody wants to see how physical the team's going to be. Let's just start with that and get into assignments and everything else. Everybody wants to see how the team holds up the next 2 days.
This is all overblown, right?
What?
They're not going to go out there and just get
No. They're too good defensively.
Dominated by this team.
I know nobody, you know, if you're down on the team right here, the front seven.
That's what everyone's making it sound like. Like they're just going to go up there and just get, you know, just pounded for 2 days.
The front seven on defense will not get pounded. But more than that, with the linebackers and outside guys, that's not a concern. Matter of fact, that's the strength of the team. I am curious to see. It's another week with Borum at right tackle. Had some good plays and bad plays in the game, but right now he's our starter. And again, till Austin Jackson comes back, and they're saying he'll be back, you know, when it all counts, and you're going, okay, we'll have the starting five together, and it'll be great. But you want to keep getting better, and pass protection's part of it, run blocking, and you're just trying to get rid of this whole thing that you're soft, because it popped up a whole bunch yesterday that you're soft and you're not a tough team. And I know they get tired, and it's never going to go completely away, as Dan Campbell's going, yeah, they're really fast at the starting running back is hell, they have, you know, two or three of the fastest guys in football. And you're going, okay, but that's great. And you want your guys to get work. I get it. You see how they handle. By the way, it's not like they don't have a guy that's considered to be one of the fastest guys in football on the outside as well. Let's not make it sound like Williams can't, like, run over the top himself. But, yeah, we got some guys that can run. So, anyway.
That reputation, though, man, that thing is, I guess it's spread across the league here, huh?
Oh,
you don't have a lot of interaction with the Lions, you know, over the years. This thing has, I guess it's spread, Joe.
The good news is there is hope that you can be as bad as the Detroit Lions were. Listen, they had one of the greatest running backs in all time. They couldn't win anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry Sanders, man. Is there ever been, when you just look at highlights and you get everybody's greatest highlights, Barry Sanders might, he started those runs one way and then cut back the other and would go 70 yards and you see the shift and guy one-on-one and the guy's body would go one way, his head would go the other, and it was just incredible. But they were lovable losers is all they were.
They were. And how about that when they finally had that home playoff game? The atmosphere in that place.
Oh, man.
You know, that's the dream, right?
So yeah.
Get one of
that,
those here.
That you get a figure that you get your GM locked in and he's bringing you great players and you're getting exactly what you want to run the system you want. And then, hey, you know when you really know? When everybody in the league, all of a sudden your offensive and defensive coordinator, the two hottest names, two of the hottest names of the seven or eight jobs that open up. Of course, one now in Chicago and the other with the Jets. That's the problem you want to have. Like, well, I'm having trouble. I'm not going to be able to keep my coordinators another year. Then you know you got to roll it when everybody's coming in. And listen, coordinators, they don't get those jobs to head coaches unless they got really good players to put up really good numbers. I think we'd all agree with that. And so it's all connected, but this will be a good couple of days. I actually, if you're going to spend 2 days, I think this is a good decision for this team. I think it's great for this team, for their confidence. They were playing a team that was 15-2 a year ago. They won a playoff game, right? Didn't they win their first playoff game and then lost their second one?
They definitely won one, yeah.
They won 16 games last year.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Until they got – and they were dropping a guy a week on defense, right, including one of the best pass rushers in the game who's back. And the 12-5 team, they had the 49ers down and out.
They've made a lot of really good moves over there. The Jared Goff thing was – you talk about a crazy move. And they showed that during the quarterback show. They showed him getting traded, getting dumped by LA and
for Sam. Yeah.
For Stafford. And hey man, imagine that, by the way, you're that guy, you're playing out in LA, you get a call, you're going to Detroit. Who's been terrible for ever.
He had to be crushed.
He was,
he
I
had
part of him was like, hey, I want to be wanted. Like it's good to be wanted, whatever.
But he thought he was just – there was even word that, well, we're just going to patch it in until we get a draft guy that we can bring in. And all of a sudden they go, you know what? We can win with this golf guy. He's perfect for what we want.
Big arm.
Actually, Stafford's been pretty good at the other end.
Yeah, Stafford's always been good, though.
Yeah. Doesn't move.
Stafford put up monster numbers in
Detroit.
By
the way, Stafford's an old school – he not a runner.
No, neither is Goff.
And no. Those guys still put up good numbers. Hey, L.A. was one of the two or three best teams in football at the end of the year. Rams are good.
Yeah, they're going to be good this year. I think they're going to be tough.
This is a big couple days coming up. And again, has nothing to do for, you know, you're not a win or loss, but I just think it's going to be really important for this team to get some wins in this. You're not going to win every play, and the writers are going to write stuff, and it's probably going to get chippy. I'm just guessing last week was chippy. By the way, did you see what the fight was about? Did you ever see what the fight? I mean, everybody knew what the fight was about. The fight between the two linebackers of the Dolphins, the two starting linebackers. So they're watching guys getting tackled, and Brooks says, hey, we need to take these guys down. Don't just thump them. Let's take them to the ground. That's what they're doing to our guys. And the other guy didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a disagreement, but I never get mad. I got to tell you, I just think Jordan Brooks, as Tyrell Dotson was the other guy, and Jordan Brooks was like, hey, enough of this. You know, Jordan Brooks, the guy last year, said in the Green Bay game, we're soft. And everybody, oh, no, we're not. I don't know why he said that. No, we're soft. We played soft the way we played. Remember how bad the tackling was in that game? It was one of the worst games that we had. It was just bad. Thursday night football, last game on Thanksgiving. We probably ruined half your Thanksgiving with that game. It was just not what you wanted. But, hey, I appreciate that guy guy's one of the best players on the team. 140 tackle guy. I think it's good. And that he was fired up going, they take one more guy down. The next running back that runs through here, I'm going to take him. He's going to be on his back. And another guy's going, wow, that's not what coach wants us to do. Let's just thump them, as in hold them up. And he goes, no, that's not enough, because they're not playing by that rule. So it's interesting. And next thing you know, they're over there and apologies coming out saying, hey, that stuff's going to happen, which, by the way, it was overblown a little bit. It wasn't a big deal. Not that you see it a lot. You don't see that a lot. I get that. Anyway, hey, we've got Woody, all kinds of stuff going on here this morning that we'll get to. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. We'll talk to Big Bo here in just a few minutes. He'll be out at practice today and getting set for game two on CBS with Goldie. And then on top of all that stuff, we got University of Miami. Huge game, man, under 3 weeks.
I know. I can't believe it.
Can't believe it either.
It's here, man. It's here. Real quick, Joe, we got a lot of texts about Dan Campbell coming in this morning. I don't know if you want to get to some of those. And this is going to be a tough couple of days here for Dolphin fans, right? If you're not, especially not a fan of Mike and you're a fan of, Dan Stiles. So I get that.
Listen, Mike knew what he was doing and Mike wanted this.
You
got to give him a little credit.
I know.
Mike could have done two practices with anybody. And he goes, he could have done Jacksonville. Just like you, me, right?
Yeah.
Looking at each other. And Mike says, we're going to do two practices. So I want to do it with Detroit. I want my guys to see a couple of tackles that are really good. They got some really good offensive linemen. And the way they play, we probably need that. And I know they're going to be growing pains. We're going to hear our writers are going to be giving you every play and you'll see it. And then they'll give you their overall opinion. We did great. We held our own. We dominated here. We dominated there. And this is a good test for the front seven of the Miami Dolphins defense. I think they're really good. They're really big, by the way, as you know. The rookies all got off to a great start last week. How will they look? And the other part of it is they got a tight end and two wide receivers. How do you hold up in one-on-one drills and all that stuff? Because at some point, you have to cover. You cannot just drop back in zone and go, hey, front seven, blitz and go get them. You have to cover people at some point.
So a lot of that stuff coming in here this morning, Joe, we can read those. By the way, Lions, they lost in the first playoff game last year, the year before they won the home game when they made their run. So they lost in the divisional round last year, Washington.
Yeah, so
remember, they had all the injuries, and
saying they did. We were right, though. They did win their first playoff game last year.
Not last year, it was the year before.
Oh, I thought they did win their first playoff.
Well, it was their home game. Remember, they won their home game, so they showed it at the end of that show. The receiver, I think it was the receiver show with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
All right,
and they show him winning the home playoff game. But that's what you want, man. That atmosphere was crazy. And have Eminem screaming in the.
No, and hey, listen. You
know, the big screen, everything.
By the way, that's when you know when all the celebs have been fans, but they've been a little quiet because only celebs want to be, and we got a bunch of them down here in Dade County, the greatest front runners of all time. They all want to come back and be part of it, man, right? Play, and be there and be seen. We got to get back to that.
So the year prior to that, Joe, that was the year, remember, they beat the Rams. They beat the Rams in the wild card game.
Okay.
Remember, because it was like Stafford, Goff.
Right.
And then they beat Tampa Bay, and then they lost to San Francisco.
Oh, should have had that.
34-31 was the final on that game.
Ah, Dan, would you go for it again?
The kicker, too, wasn't it? Wasn't it Badgley, right? Was he the kicker?
Could have been.
Boy, that kid. Talk about losing confidence. We just need one, man. We just need a couple points here. We'll ice this game away. Mm. Go for it.
All right. Hey, listen, let's go to break here before we go to Kim Bocamper. Hurricane season's here. You've seen the noodles going all over the place, and hopefully we get protected one more year. But if you're not protected and you're not real sure if we do get hit, how you're going to hold up at the home, well, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got an old leaky roof? Let's start with the roof. Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews Save big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. I'm old school. I would call them if I was you because they got a great staff that are knowledgeable, can get the whole process started with you. Loctite's going to do great work for you. And I got to tell you, they got a passionate CEO over there, Chev, who will make sure the work is done right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo,
his palms are sweating. All right, Joe, we're heading out to Detroit, and we are going to the Toyota of Hollywood Highline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Toyota of Hollywood. .com. All right. And we are ready to go and practice today. Miami Dolphins, first of two joint practices with the Lions, and Dan Campbell getting after it. Big Bo joins us this morning from Detroit, getting ready. He and Goldie. Bo, of course, color analyst for the Fins on CBS. Gold doing the play-by-play. Two of my buds. Bo, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Good. We just drove by 8 Mile. You had Eminem on there.
Yeah.
like I know Eminem songs, you know, but so Goldie schooled me on when we drove by 8 Mile driving into Detroit. So
Goldie's cool.
I got to say, Joe, I'm surprised you have me on your show now that you jumped up to the FM dial. Now you're big time it for me. So I thought you'd dump me when you got to the big time.
Hey, you know what's so funny, Bo, is I just was so tired of lying for 35 years about, what are you talking about? AM on 560. We get a lot of Broward and Dade. We don't get – and now we got this monster from Key West up to Jupiter. No, man, you're good to go, Bo. You know I'm not going to change at this point. I'm way too old. Hey, Bo, I got to ask you, man. So – Grant Stewart, Lions linebacker, comes out and says, doesn't think the Miami Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how we practice. And then he said, I was with Tampa Bay and we saw it firsthand, and I don't know if they're ready. I think it's great for the Dolphins, and the fact that Mike knew all this, he knows how Dan Campbell is, and said, I want two practices with you. What's your take?
Well, I think there's some, you know, so I go back last year when the Dolphins brought in Jordan Poyer, right? And the first time he met the media, he said, hey, we knew how to beat this team. We knew when we got them down, they were going to fold.
Right.
And I think through last year, I think even Mike realized that, hey, he's got to toughen up his team a little bit.
Yes.
You know? And so I think, you know, we had him in the first production meeting, you know, and he said some things that kind of, you know, intimated that he's turned direction. And I think, Joe, you've been to enough of the practices down in South Florida as I have, I think we've both seen a little bit of a different attitude with the practice schedule. I think a little more tempo, you know, a little more enthusiasm, a little more, you know, a little toughness coming out. And Mike's going around to all the different units and stoking them up and everything. And I think there was an edict this year. So first thing he did, you know, you're talking to production meeting. He said, first, as soon as they saw they had Bears on the preseason schedule, he called Ben Johnson to set up a joint practice. Now Ben just came from Detroit and from Dan Campbell's staff. It's, you know, he's bringing in the toughness. And so I think, and then I think with the Detroit Lions, I think that's it really is something that Mike did on purpose,
yeah,
to toughen up his team. And I think, you know, I really thought during the game that, especially on the defensive side, you know, for the first preseason game, I may have saw one missed tackle there. You know what I mean? They tackled well, and they did some of the, and I think they were physical up in the line, certainly on defense, and they're trying to do it on offense now. I think the offense is going to take a little bit more time, especially on that line, just because they got so many new guys in there. But I think I think Mike knows it. I think Mike knows the narrative, and I hope these guys, I'm sure all these guys have heard this guy from Grant Stewart or whatever his name is. I don't even know. I'm not even going to give the guy any, you know, but look, he threw an arrow in there, and I think all those guys have heard it. And I'm interested to see today what the intensity level is. You know, I was talking to Goldie. I've been in the car with Goldie now for about 12 hours over the last 2 days.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so we had a lot of conversation, and I went old. You know, I'm gonna go old school. You know, I said, you know what? You know, if I was someone on that team on the first snap of the first joint practice, I wouldn't even run my route. I wouldn't do anything. I would just go and clock Grant Stewart in the helmet, you know, and just say, well, let's see how tough you are, you know.
That's how it would have been, though. You're right.
Set a really tempo, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, but you know, the problem is that's out there, and it's all tied to what has been the image of this team. And until they do something about it in a game, and Bo, I think it starts with that front seven, because those young kids played pretty well the other day. Those young kids, those three draft picks, along with all those guys, I thought they played pretty well in that game. I mean, they flushed out the pocket and had him run around. They made some, you know, Chicago made some plays, but I love the way the front seven played. What did you think of their play?
Yeah, no, I thought Kenneth Grant played really well. Jalen Phillips or Jordan Phillips played really well, and Zeke Biggers played really well. So you talk about those three guys. So I remember draft night, and I'm looking at those guys once they drafted Biggers, and I go, you know, they just drafted 1,000 pounds of defensive linemen in that one draft, and they play big, and they play physical, and I think, you know, I think especially Grant, you saw why they drafted him, and you saw he was pushing the pocket and you know, splitting double teams and all that. And so I think that front seven, even without those guys, was pretty formative. You know, with the Dotson and the linebackers and look, to me, the strength of this football team is going to be that front seven throughout the course of the season.
Yep.
You know, the secondary is in flux. You know, and so that's going to be it. But offensively, I'm pretty good with the offense. And you know, Savaiyanaya is going to take a little time. I think you saw it there, his first chance to get into a game type situation. You know, he was lost a little time, but that's going to take a little time for him to get together, because first of all, he's changed from a right tackle to a left guard. That in itself is a tough move, and then coming to the NFL. But I think that's going to shape up. And I'm pretty, you know, I guess with the offense, a little concerned at the tight end position right now. Waller's not participating yet. But other than that, I think that offense, when Tyreek, and it looks like Tyreek and Waddle may get a little work this week, when that offense is whole, if Tua stays hurt, I think it's going to be a pretty good offense. But again, going back to it, they have to, they're going to have to convince people that they're not that soft football team. Yeah. They've got to be a physical guy. And like you said, the big steps when they drafted those three big guys in the middle in defense, that was a big step towards getting there.
Hey, Bo, so I'm trying to get a read on this cornerback thing, and I know they're going to play a lot of zone, and Anthony Weaver's talked about, hey, it's going to start with the pressure, but at some point, you got to cover. There's a reason they do one-on-one drills every day. Storm Ducks getting one of those positions. Ethan Bonner, Jack Jones, Kendall Sheffield, they're probably all – they're going to be your four guys, but who do you think starts? What two on the outside would you think would start? Who would play next to Storm Duck?
Well, you would think it would be Storm Duck and Jack Jones, right? You would think.
The most talented guys, Jack Jones, yes.
Yeah, but you know, initially you thought like Ethan Bonner was going to be more of a guy that would be an inside-outside guy, but they're playing him a lot on the boundary. And then he played pretty well in the game, kept the ball and turned it in, and they turned it into an interception. I don't know that he's going to, you know, I don't know when the dust settles after this preseason that he's going to be the guy. And Joe, I think you and I both believe there may be two guys out there that are going to be on this team that aren't on this team right now. At the end of this session, but that's a concern because there were times, Joe, in that game that, you know, you got some of those guys, when you went into the second round and the third round of players there, you know, guys were turned around, had their backs turned against the quarterback, and the receiver just running wild. And it gets a little chaotic when you get past the first four they've got right now. And you're not even talking about a nickel and dime package yet, you know?
Yeah, the zone, if that was a zone coverage, it was too many big holes in that zone coverage. I'm with you. Hey, Bo. I think you're like me. We are doing the games right next to each other, and I try not to look over to you because I got a bad habit of when I see something, I want to frown or say something through the window to you. But I want to keep running the ball, man. I came back in reaction. We can't run the ball on short yard. We go 15 play. I go, that's how you get better, man. This is the only time we go live. We don't go live like we used to in practice, and I had to bring that up. We used to go live every day on a goal line and short yardage. Yeah. And Bo, that's all you get for that, man. So you got to do it. I was glad they did it we're going to do it again. Here it comes.
Well, so that's the other thing too, you know, I mean, again, trying to get that toughness going, you know, once they got down by the goal line within the 5 yard line in that short yardage goal line, they never threw a ball in the end zone. They didn't throw one.
Not one.
In the end zone. And this Mike said, hey, we're going to work this thing until we get it right. And even, you know, on the post game press conference, Savion Iyer gets up. I tell you what, he's an impressive guy from a standpoint of the maturity and the way he speaks about what he's doing. And, you know, he wants to get better every time. I want to see the film. You know, I got to get my pad level down. And that's what Mike talked about after the game, pad level. And when you get in that short yardage situation. So there's certainly an emphasis on getting that tough short. Now, you know, when you lose Alexander Mattison, that was a tough blow for this, for him,
but great
for
the football too.
Team, because they were expecting him. He played really well. They're expecting him to be, but you know, now you get Ollie Gordon steps in. He looked pretty good in that situation. So, but they're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to, you know, they can't get down there and run four downs and get stuffed every time. And so I think they're until they get that done and figure out how to do it up in that front line. I think you're going to see a lot of that during this preseason.
Yep. You know, hope so. I want it. Yes.
Getting that goal line situation and you don't ever see a pass thrown this entire preseason.
I'd have no problem with that. I said it, let's just keep running it. It's not going to be about a W or L anyway. It's a preseason game. Yep. By the way, I know one thing you're happy about, because you've been talking about it more than anybody. Craig Aukerman, the new special teams coordinator, that was one of the best frigging games, from guys running down, making tackles, the blocking on the returns, the kicking. I mean, we got to save that. If that was the greatest teaser for a first preseason game I can remember, Bo.
Yeah, there was. I was you know, certainly you got the new rule, the new kickoff rule, which now you got to cover. You know, last year it was like, hey, you know, these guys aren't going to, no one's going to bring it out. Now, with that 35, starting at the 35 yard line, if it goes in the end zone, you don't, you know, these guys are all bringing it out. And you notice the kickers are kicking, they're not kicking it into the end zone. No. So, and I thought they, I saw it in the joint practices, the joint practice with the Bears. And then I saw, I was watching the kicks and then he carried it right over into the game. And I tell you, they covered well, on the kicks and they ran the kicks out pretty well. So yeah, I'm pretty impressed with that. I think there's not many people talking about that move, but you know, Danny Crossman, good guy, but I thought over the last couple of years, I mean,
yeah,
I think those special teams cost this team at least two or three games.
Yeah.
And so this guy Ackerman now, I think we're going to talk to him tomorrow in the production meeting on Friday. But he's, you know, from what I've heard from people, he's a no nonsense guy, and he's, you know, he's in that, you know, he's in that Mike Westhoff kind of a mode. You know, hey, what I mean?
I'm going to put you on the spot for just 1 second. So the outside linebacker position is loaded. The outside pass rushers. Yeah. One guy I don't think is one of the best pass rushers, but Cameron Good made one of the great plays on special teams. I think you got to keep him. I think special teams coach stands up and goes, oh, no. I know he's not one of your top four pass rushers on the outside. Cameron Good needs to be. I think he's on this team. What play like that was one of the best plays I've seen in a long time. Do you keep that guy and find a spot, or is he going to lose out because everybody else is better?
Joe, and you see this, I think, across the NFL, and you know, certainly, you know, when we were playing, you know, we'd have Steve Schull or Steve Potter, you know, guys that you probably knew weren't going to play in the starting 11, but they were there. Made all the plays on special teams. And a lot of teams, and I think, I think you find two of those guys, and Ackerman's going to stand up in that meeting and pound his fist and say, I need these two guys. You know, you find a way to keep them, and I think, you know, look, this, you know, everyone seems to discount the special teams. Oh no, you know, but look, it's you know, like I said, over the last couple of years, the special teams have really, really hurt this football team, and now I think with Ackerman and what I've seen so far, look, it's just the first preseason game, but I think that special teams unit could be a big asset for this team. Because they do have some of those guys that are battling for spots, that would be some really good special teams guys. So I think they'll keep one or two guys like that that's going to enhance that.
I'll tell you one thing before I let you go. Sure, it's nice to start your drive on the 40-yard line or 45-yard line, and we did that a few times. That was great, Bo. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Joe. I'll see you when you get up here.
All right, Kim Bocamper joining us here this morning. Of course, again. He'll be part of the call along with Steve Goldstein on CBS 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Now, we got some news here in the NFL, Joe.
What do you got? Give me some. Somebody signed.
James Cook has got it done here. 4-year, 48, 30 guaranteed.
Wow.
Coming in here right now. So he got back at practice yesterday.
Yeah, I thought something was,
It was about to get
done. It was
done.
About ready to get done.
There you go, man. 30 guaranteed.
So they got all the – everybody's back together. They're one of the few happy teams right now.
How about that?
Huh.
Pretty good contract for
James. I figure pretty good. Good for him, man. I got to tell you, he totally has outplayed what I thought he could be. That's Dalvin Cook's little brother, if you're not familiar with it. And both of them went to Central. He's no longer Dalvin's little brother. What a player he is. Where'd he go in that – where's he go as a backs?
In fantasy?
Yeah.
He's more towards the third round, fourth round.
Okay. What a player, man. By the way, there's a guy that has been better. This doesn't happen. Well, it does. Happens with UM guys a lot. He's much better as a pro than he was in college. Isn't that amazing? At Georgia, not even close. Hey, Baptist Health South Florida. I got to tell you, they got a great sports program, man. It's about sports injuries. I hate talking about them, but you know how this works, man. If you're active and competitive, you're going to get hurt. That's just the way it works. As we get older, the body starts to break down when we're young. and we play, you know, it's just, it's going to happen. It happens. And people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, we enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. They all trust the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida and the great work that they've been doing for a long time, and got great doctors. They put together a team of specialists that are fantastic. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Boy, they got a strong team and is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country because of the great doctors they have put together and the great facilities they have to go with it that are convenient for Dade and Broward County. I got to mention Palm Beach now because you can hear us up there. Hey, I want to let you know we got a new facility at 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Of course, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility and our old original Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hey, man, visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. You can see those same doctors who work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Woody, what do you have for us before we kick off this 8 o'clock hour?
All right, Joe, before we get to the headlines, we have not done this yet today. We'll give you the code word here. Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Text the word happy to 20357. That is happy to 20357.
Catchy.
For more information.
Like that.
Yep. Go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com.
Sounds good, Woody. So what do you have for us today?
Don't text and drive like people are going to listen to me.
By the way, the problem is worse now than I can ever remember. It used to be when I got here in the 80s, I've said this before, people were on drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. and so the car was all over the place. Mm-hmm. Now it's texting, and wow. The guy's going or a woman's going slow, and they're going side to side. Right, and then
that's the equivalent.
You catch up to them, and they got their head down. Like,
yeah,
we have to change the rules here a little bit, man.
All right, Joe, we don't have a ton of time here. Let me just give you a couple notes here. We have a couple of NBA programming deals here. Inside the NBA, the first inside the NBA. Now, again, this is subject to change here, but it is set to air on ESPN following its first NBA doubleheader of the season on October 22nd. The show has a 30-minute window. It said it would run from 12:05 to 12:35 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Leading into a Bristol-based sports center at 12:35. Again, this is subject to change here, but I'm not usually up that late, to be quite honest with you.
All right.
So
just give me.
They better not bury this show, man.
Just give me whenever the NBA stuff. Just give me Shaq, Charles. Give me the whole group.
It also goes on to say here, Joe, that Inside is not scheduled to appear on the ESPN airwaves again until Christmas.
I was waiting for you to tell me the Heat didn't make the Christmas lineup. Is that what I saw? Didn't make one of the games that day?
Does that surprise you?
No. I don't know. No.
Okay. If you want me to.
No. The stars are gone. No.
I would say. Anyway, Joe, we also have Peacock and NBC are getting ready to debut with the NBA this year as well. and they are going to bring back Sunday basketball. It's just going to be Sunday night basketball.
Okay.
So you'll have that for you coming up this season as well. They announced a bunch of other different stuff here, Joe. They got the day-long Martin Luther King Jr. Day quadruple header.
Okay.
You want to ask me if the Heat are involved in that one?
No.
They are not. The Knicks are.
Knicks should be.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday. I actually watched a little bit of an NBA show during football season, and I saw they had, and I thought, Cleveland and the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. What?
The Knicks? And then,
probably. Woody, look at everybody. Look, you tell me. Look at everybody right
now.
Yeah,
I know.
Boston, I don't know what they just did.
It's just too early to.
All right, but if you're just looking at rosters right now.
Yeah, I guess as it sits right now.
Those two, you wouldn't be surprised they had the one and two best records.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in the finals, but all right. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm focused on NFL stuff right now.
I know.
NBA win predictions.
Well, you got to get ready. You and your boys getting ready to hit the road
big stuff coming
salami
up.
Salami get together there. Anyway, what else?
Thank you for that. And our final one here, Joe, Odell Beckham Jr. had to address some fake retirement news yesterday. That account, by the way, is very funny. It's an Adam Schefter Twitter account, and where there's a T in the last name, there's a one. So instead of Schefter with the T, it's got a one where the T goes.
Right.
And this thing has fooled the best of us. And yesterday a tweet went viral. Had over 1.5 million views as of Wednesday afternoon, over 3,000 retweets. And that was essentially a post that, you know, said that he was hanging it up, and it had a picture of him. I guess it was with his kid. They're sitting looking at the stadium in the background. And it was looked like a beautiful, like, farewell
they got
post.
Him.
And they got everyone. And apparently they got to Odell as well, because he was getting texts from people saying congrats and, you know, great career and all that stuff. Apparently,
by the way,
he's not ready to retire. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
whatever he just did. What, he act like that didn't happen, and the league didn't see what just happened? You don't think the league called the Dolphins for the 401k program we donated money to for him?
Yeah, he probably should have just quietly gone with it.
Got some great social media stuff, though. I heard great social media stuff coming in late in the parking lot and stuff. I heard it was great. Didn't have time to meet with his coach, all that stuff.
You're not a huge fan of his, huh?
No. I thought we were getting the Baltimore guy, not the
Baltimore guy. He was okay, too.
He's all right there. Wait, 35, 500?
He's had some lean years since.
Yes, he has. He's still living pretty large off that one-handed catch on Monday Night Football. He had some great years with the Giants. He was great. He was really good.
He came down and stole some money here. That's good.
Not much, though. He said he could have made that on social media.
Sure.
That's all he said that.
Great.
I could have made that. Hey, don't read it. I make $3 million when I get up in the morning. Man, that's strong. All right, Woody. We got to go to break here, man. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic ED and Low T. Hey, man, I'm just going to tell you, you've heard me talk about it. A lot of you, when you see me, either like to have a little fun with it or you're serious and want to know, and usually just tell me you have low T, and that's fine. You have to tell me about ED. But if you're low T and you are super tired all the time, your energy level is shot, and now that you're not as active as you used to be, you still eat the same amount, you've gained 20 pounds. On top of that, when you're honest to yourself and to your wife or girlfriend, your sex drive is hit and miss, and then it's just miss. These are all the things happened to me, actually. And I got to tell you, it made me feel a lot better when I met with Atlantic Men's Clinic, and they explained to me that my problem is the same one that every guy will have sooner or later. Some guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, it's going to happen. And when it does, it happens to every man. That's when you call Atlantic Men's Clinic. You don't have to run high. You don't have to tell anybody. Just set up that first appointment. You get your T, your PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They explain everything to you. You bring your best questions. They're going to tell you. They already know the answer to all this stuff. They're going to put you on a program that is perfect for your situation to have great results, get your energy back, your sex drive back, start feeling young again, man. If that's still important to you for summer vacations, to just getting around, to being active, walking, whatever it might be for you, tennis, golf, boy, Atlantic Men's Clinic goes a long way. They've got so many locations, 7 locations, including a new one in Hollywood.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.